Here's your 1320 WYLS morning wake-up sports update. It's all over for the Red Wings this season. They were shut out by the Lightning last night, 2-0, in the deciding Game 7 of their Stanley Cup playoff series in Tampa Bay. It's the second straight year that the Wings have been eliminated in the first round. The Lightning will face Montreal in the second round. The Tigers outslugged the Twins yesterday 10-7 in the rubber game of their three-game series in Minnesota and begin a big four-game series tonight against the Royals in Kansas City. The Lugnuts lost to Lake County last night 2-1 with the rubber game of that series set for tonight in East Lake, Ohio. The MSU baseball team pounded Eastern Michigan yesterday 13-4 at McLean Stadium. The Spartans back home tomorrow to begin a three-game series with Purdue. MSU football news: suspended running back Delton Williams pleading guilty to a reduced weapons charge and will forfeit his firearm and not seek a concealed weapons permit in any state, sentencing being delayed until December. Detroit Lions fans gearing up for the NFL draft, which starts tonight. Barring any trades, the Lions get the 23rd pick in the first round. The MSU men's basketball team getting a verbal commitment from 6'9" Columbus, Ohio star Nick Ward, who pledged to sign with the Spartans over several other schools like Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Indiana. And he was known as the most successful black player on the PGA Tour before Tiger Woods. Detroit native Calvin Pete passing away Wednesday morning at the age of 71. That's your 1320 WYLS morning wake-up sports update. I am Rich Hurl.